This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Super Tuesday fulfilled its promise for Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry. The Massachusetts senator won 9 of 10 contests yesterday, from New York to California and New England to the Deep South. Kerry even won in Georgia, which had been the best hope of rival Democrat John Edwards. After a conciliatory speech last night, Edwards is expected to drop out of the race today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry held his victory party last night at the Old Post Office Pavilion in Washington. It's located on Pennsylvania Avenue, in between the Capitol, where he's worked for the last 2 decades, and the White House, where he hopes to be next year.
I believe that in 2004, one united Democratic Party, we can and we will win this election.
With Kerry's widespread support on Super Tuesday, the Democrats took a big step towards that party unity. Exit polls show Kerry did well with voters young and old, black and white, male and female. Even Democrats who voted for another candidate generally said they feel comfortable with Kerry as their party's standard bearer. Kerry congratulated Howard Dean, who dropped out of the race 2 weeks ago, but won his first primary yesterday in his home state of Vermont.
We are all reminded of the unprecedented contribution that he has made to our party and to our country, and particularly by bringing so many who were disenfranchised into our party and into the political process. And I know he will continue to fight to do that.
Kerry also thanked John Edwards, calling the North Carolina senator a valiant champion for Democratic values. Edwards was equally gracious towards Kerry, whom he called my friend.
You know, it wasn't very long ago that the pundits and the pollsters were saying that come Super Tuesday, there wouldn't even be anybody named John competing for the nomination. Well, the truth is, John Kerry and John Edwards have both proven those pundits and pollsters wrong, and we're proud of that. You and I did that together.
Edwards described his campaign as the little engine that could, but Super Tuesday marked the end of the line. Edwards canceled a planned campaign trip to Texas, instead heading home to North Carolina, where he's expected to withdraw from the race today. Kerry is sticking with his campaign schedule, which takes him to Florida today. But instead of the last gasp of the primary contest, this is now the opening bell of a long general election season. President Bush telephoned Kerry last night, saying he looks forward to a spirited fight. Republicans are launching a multi-million-dollar ad campaign starting tomorrow. Kerry told supporters he has no illusions about the challenge ahead and promised to fight what he called the Republican attack machine.
We resoundingly reject the politics of fear and distortion.
Kerry said a special thanks last night to the people of Iowa and New Hampshire, saying they'd given him a hearing when no one else thought he had a chance. It was just 6 weeks ago that Kerry scored his come-from-behind victory in Iowa, and his winning streak has continued almost unbroken ever since. Kerry's now won 27 out of 30 states, including all but one on the biggest voting day so far.
Tonight, the message could not be clearer. All across our country, change is coming to America.
Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich scored one of his best finishes in Minnesota yesterday with nearly a fifth of the vote, and the Reverend Al Sharpton got about a third of the black vote in New York State, giving him a handful of delegates. As he does, after most campaign appearances, Kerry reached out into the audience last night, exchanging overhead handshakes with supporters. Starting now, those supporters are not shaking hands with a mere primary contender, but with a de facto nominee of the Democratic Party. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.